7C. Exercise 3. Page 60.
Excuse me, have you got a moment?
Sure. What can I do for you?
I'm a sociology student from Leeds University, and I'm doing a survey on the rise in crime for my university degree. Over the last year, there has been a 10% rise in burglaries in the neighbourhood, as well as a 20% rise in stolen cars. I'm asking people on the street for their opinions about what's causing that increase in criminal behaviour.
What would you like to know?
First of all, would you say that unemployment was a factor in the rise in crime?
Yes, I'd say it was. If a person remains unemployed for a long time, it becomes difficult for them to support themselves. They might have lost their jobs through no fault of their own and don't have enough money to buy food for their family. Some of these people turn to crime as an easy way of making money. Of course, seeing all those products advertised on TV all the time doesn't help either.
So, you think advertising is to blame as well?
Oh yes, definitely. TV advertising makes you want things that you don't really need. You rarely see ordinary people in an ordinary house. It's always a luxury one. Many viewers ask themselves why they can't have that kind of lifestyle. To be honest, it's the same thing that I ask myself. Even if I work 24 hours a day, I wouldn't be able to afford all that.
You mentioned TV. Do you think that some programmes might play a part in the rise in crime?
I certainly do. Some programmes are so violent, it makes me sick to watch them. Seeing violence so often on the television makes young people think that it's all right, and it makes them more likely to act violently in real life. What's more, criminals are often shown in a way that makes them and their lifestyle look glamorous and desirable. The thieves are often portrayed as heroes. Who can blame the kids for wanting to be like them, instead of good, hard-working police officers?
And what about social pressures?
Yes, I suppose that's part of it as well. Teenagers in particular might be drawn into the wrong group of friends at school and feel pressure to be part of whatever they're doing. This can sometimes mean committing petty crimes, such as shoplifting, in order to be accepted by a gang. The worst thing is that once you begin a life of crime, it can be very difficult to get out, and you end up committing more and more serious offences.
I see. Thank you for your comments and your time. It's been very helpful.
You're welcome.